You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Chris McGuire, Vice President at Slant Marketing, a full-service promotion and marketing agency that offers services including strategy and creative development. Chris, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you are most welcome. So for starters, when deciding on a promotion, how does a company choose between games, sweepstakes, contests, etc., and how do the results of these promotions differ?
Promotions are one of the most effective ways of motivating consumers to do different things, behave in a certain way. And so when we look at what type of promotion is appropriate, we first need to understand what the company's goals are, what their objectives are for what the campaign is going to do. Each different type of tactic, whether it's a game or sweepstakes or contest, has intrinsic values for how they will motivate consumers. Overall, I would say instant win games are the most effective tactic to get people to do something, whether it is to provide, you know, survey information or personal information, visit a retail location or restaurant. These types of games are a lot of fun for the consumers, and they can get people to keep coming back. Add on sales to existing purchases, much better than other tactics like a sweepstakes or a contest. A sweepstakes is kind of an entry-level promotion. They're fairly inexpensive to develop and execute relative to a game, but the results that you'd expect from a sweepstakes are going to be far less from a participation standpoint than an instant win game. But they are effective at getting people to provide information and getting people to engage and increasing awareness of a product or service that you're providing. Contests are a little more unique in that it's really about engaging with consumers. When you look at a contest and the results that you would expect from a contest, you would generally expect for the number of participants to be lower than if you were to do a sweepstakes or an instant win game. And that is particularly because, you know, the more work that you're asking from a consumer to participate in the program, the less response you're going to get. And that's with like any type of incentive or anything. You know, it's like a rebate. If you're asking for lots of paperwork to go along with that, you'd expect a response to be lower than if they had to do less. So contests, you know, you're usually asking them to write an essay that is answering a specific question or create a photo or a picture or a movie, which takes a lot more work from a consumer standpoint. And so you get a lot of drop off from who's going to participate as they start to develop that, that entry. You know, a video is, you know, asking a lot that, you know, there's obviously editing and things that need to go through, but even just providing your personal opinion in an essay can be much more than just providing your name and your address, like in a sweepstakes. So those factors all play into what you're trying to accomplish. And again, instant win games are going to do the best at increasing sales, driving traffic, getting consumer information. Sweepstakes, again, will do a good job of increasing awareness and getting consumer information. Contests, on the other hand, you'll get a much higher quality type of entry than you would get from the other types of promotions, which you could leverage into a PR bit or something like that. You know, I always think of like the Doritos Super Bowl program, where they would get people to submit commercials that were relevant to the Doritos brand, and then they would post it on the Super Bowl. So things like that will, you know, the quality is going to be very good, but the number is going to be less. It all depends on what the company's goals are.
Chris, have promotions gone entirely online and mobile, or is there still merit in implementing promotions that require participants to enter brick and mortar locations?
As long as there are brick and mortar locations, there will always be promotions. What we see more, though, is that there is more often than not an online component to it. You know, promotions are trying to maybe generate traffic to a store or get people to pick one product over another. So, you know, they're still going to always have a relevant part of a retail environment. But the nice thing about having an online an online program is that you can get more information from your consumer and learn more about your consumer, as well as provide a little bit more of an exciting experience or robust experience than you may be able to do in just a retail environment.
If you would briefly describe augmented reality and discuss what ways businesses can utilize AR to enhance consumer engagement.
Augmented reality is a really cool new technology. It may not be so new, but how it's being applied is new. And what it is essentially taking your mobile phone and the camera in it and using the camera to recognize real-world elements, and then it creates artificial computer-generated components that people can interact with or learn about or whatever. I think, you know, what's really cool about this is, like, it could recognize, say, a product or a logo and then create some kind of a spokesperson or an interactive brochure that you could swipe with your finger or engage with in a different way that may provide, you know, a new experience. It may provide recipes like that incorporate the product itself. And so I think that augmented reality is a powerful tool that is going to continue to start popping up in conversations amongst marketers. But there are some limitations right now in that, for the most part, there are some app requirements. And, Android has the ability to do some fairly robust augmented reality just within the browser itself, like with the native software. But iOS and Apple haven't incorporated that into Safari, so it requires an app. And as a marketer, that plays into part of my decision as to whether or not it's appropriate for me, because if I need my consumer to download an app, that's an extra step that they need to take to participate. And like I said earlier, the more work it is for the consumer to participate, the less participation I'm going to get. But I think as that technology continues to evolve and the browsers become more robust to support those things, I think that we'll see more and more of that in the marketplace.
Quite informative, and we really appreciate it. Today we are joined by Chris McGuire, Vice President at Slant Marketing, a full-service promotion and marketing agency that offers services including strategy and creative development here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Chris, what types of businesses can benefit the most from implementing augmented reality, and can you describe the benefits of deploying lures in an app like Pokemon Go?
Well, I think I would say that the types of business that would benefit most would be a packaged goods company or a retail environment. I say that because you can interact with the product itself, which augmented reality requires some kind of a trigger that the camera would recognize. So a trigger could be the product or the product logo. And then it could turn that product into something that's more dynamic, take a static item and then turn it into something that is, it could be a spokesperson, it could be some kind of a character, it could be, some kind of a brochure or something like that. So I think in that respect, a packaged good product would benefit from this type of technology. Retail locations can benefit because, Another trigger within augmented reality could be a location. It could also be a sound, but it could be use your GPS data in order to identify a specific location. So that could help drive traffic to a store. It could help move people around a store to different departments within the environment. It could push people to, you know, try to find a specific product within that store. So that's why I think there's a lot of different ways that you could use augmented reality in a retail environment that would benefit the retail store. Now, Pokemon Go is obviously one of the more popular games out there right now, and I think it's kind of given a lot more light to what augmented reality can do and what kind of experience it can do. And I think that it provides an entry-level experience into augmented reality in that you can, you know, for a very inexpensive price, purchase a lure, which can drive people that are participating in the game into those stores. The types of ways that businesses can leverage Pokemon Go has been evolving in that Pokemon Go is now working with different retailers like Starbucks, and there's rumors of McDonald's as well, where they're trying to get people to come into those stores and get a special experience, like turning a Starbucks into a Pokemon gym that can provide them with more powers and more things like that. So as Pokemon Go is trying to keep innovating itself, it's providing new opportunities for marketers to leverage that technology and its obviously large user group to get people to come in and purchase their products.
Also, Pokemon Go continues to reinvent how it keeps users engaged with their app updates. What updates have you seen that have the greatest impact for businesses?
I think the updates that have the greatest impact with businesses is the ability to start creating sponsorships within Pokemon Go and using it beyond just a lure. And I think that this is going to continue to evolve as Pokemon Go tries to keep the game itself relevant and tries to find other revenue sources to fund new activities within that game.
Lastly, Mr. McGuire, what is the best way for businesses to incorporate augmented reality into their brand identity?
I think depending on the product, obviously, the best way to leverage augmented reality is to create a story and taking your brand and taking your message and providing a more dynamic and experiential way for consumers to interact and learn about that brand. And I think that, you know, we're just scratching the surface with what that's going to look like. And I also think that virtual reality is another component which will take it even further. Whenever you have new technologies, I think it creates certain barriers. And what I like about augmented reality is that it doesn't necessarily require additional hardware. It just requires you to have a phone that has a camera, which is pretty standard these days. The difference with virtual reality is that you need additional hardware in order to engage. But it really is about finding a way to leverage that technology to further your brand story with your consumers.
Certainly an interesting topic, especially if you are in marketing or a business owner. Chris, we really appreciate your input here per your expertise. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Slant Marketing and how could one be in touch as well.
So you can contact us through our website at www.slantmarketing.com. And, we offer a lot of variety of services from creative to technology, legal services, as well as fulfillment. You can also call us at 312-929-3789. And we're happy to, listen to what your marketing problems are and help develop a plan that's going to solve them and exceed your goals.
Once again, Chris, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Great. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Chris McGuire, Vice President at Slant Marketing, a full-service promotion and marketing agency that offers services including strategy and creative development. And for more information and for contact, simply visit slantmarketing.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.